أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله عز وجل إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمر ذي بال لم يبدأ ببسم الله فهو أبتر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, this verse Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is the ayat of the Holy Quran. In Surah An-Naml, 19th chapter of the Holy Quran, this is verse number 30, that when Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam has written the letter to Bilqis, the queen of Saba, he wrote beginning innahu min Sulaiman, that this letter is from Sulaiman, innahu wa innahu bismillah rahmani rahim, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, more powerful. So it is the one verse of Surah An-Naml. So that is why we should not touch any paper or any plate or any cloth on which Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is written without wudu. Just like we cannot touch the Holy Quran without wudu, this if it's written just one verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we should not touch it without wudu, because this is the one verse of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separately revealed Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with every surah to differentiate between the two surahs. Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, in between is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, in between is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim comes, it means the new surah, new chapter is beginning. So in the whole Quran, there are 114 surahs, but one surah, Surah At-Tawbah, is revealed without Bismillah. And that is the reason I don't go in tafsir. But other than Surah At-Tawbah, from Surah Al-Fatiha till An-Nas, with every surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is revealed. As Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala said, whenever Jibreel alayhi salam used to bring the revelation wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to begin with Bismillah. So that's very, very important for us to know the value and virtues of this Bismillah ar-Rahman. It's so small surah, a small ayat of the Quran, but it is very weighty and very precious inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it contains lots of barakah and blessing. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Damat Barakatu had mentioned in one of his bayan that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in paradise, he didn't have to do anything. Everything was available for him. Right? There were angels serving him as a servant. So he didn't have to work in Jannah. Paradise is the place that we just relax and enjoy. There is no work, there is no hardship, there is no botheration in paradise. But when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent down onto this earth, this dunya is Darul Amal. Here Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had to work for everything. To that extent, even to prepare one bread for him, he needed 360 items. Air, fire, the water, what and what. When 360 items get together, then only he used to prepare one bread. That's how hard it was. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, in paradise, I was enjoying my life. I never had to work. But here in this dunya, it becomes so hard and difficult for me. I have to work for everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Adam, before you start anything, just read Bismillah. Everything will become easy for you. So then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam started reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before he used to do anything. We as the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us two more names, because in the time of Adam alayhi salam it was just Bismillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy granted us two extra attributes, name Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, most merciful, most gracious. So our complete Bismillah contains three names of Allah. So one is the attribute, one is the real name of Allah, Ism-e-Zati, Allah is Ism-e-Zati. And two attribute and Sifati name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So we are more fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us three names, Allah, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. In Tafsir of Burhan, it is written that when a person recite or read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 5,000 palaces are built for him in Jannah. Just by reciting one time Bismillah. You see, we don't have the value of all this a'mal. That's why we just neglect. It is said 5,000 palaces are built for him in Jannah. Each palace has 70 chambers. Each chamber has 70 thrones. Each throne has 70 carpets. And on each carpet, Hurul Ain is sitting on it. We got stuck with one wife here in this dunya. On every carpet, there will be Hurul Ain sitting and waiting for us. So Sahaba amazed when Rasulullah, you know, related this hadith. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, is there any condition attached with it? Because it's so simple, so easy to get 5,000 palaces just by reciting one time Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is there any condition attached to it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, you have to read it with khushu' and khudu', concentration and devotion. That's must. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Without khushu', without concentration, without devotion, we're not going to get any reward. Allah Ta'ala will not accept any amal without khushu'. So most of the time we are reading, we are practicing, we are making an amal, but khushu' and khudu' is not there. And that is why we are deprived of the reward. That is the condition. We have to read and, you know, you have to concentrate, and we have to keep in mind while you are doing that amal or that act that I am doing for the sake of Allah and Allah will reward me for this. That awareness should be there when we do any amal. And that is the part we are missing most of the time. We are just doing anything, praying salat, making wudu, doing zikrullah, but unmindfully. There is no concept of the reward at that time while we are doing it. There is no zeal. There is no enthusiasm. There is no khushu. That is why our amal get wasted. No reward. So this is the condition Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that we have to read it with concentration and devotion. So begin your every amal with Bismillah. It will be the barakat and reward for you in that. Now the question arises, many of people do the work, great, great jobs, and they don't read Bismillah. Yet their task is completed, the project is done, and they didn't read Bismillah. How is get it done? So answer for that is yes, work will be accomplished, without even reading Bismillah. But there will be no barakat, no blessing, no reward in hereafter. Just like a person is making wuzu every day, right? And he is making wuzu unmindfully. He's washing his face, hands, making massage, washing the feet, right? He's done all farais of wuzu, but he never read any dua, he never read Bismillah in the beginning. His wuzu is completed. It's valid. He can pray salat with that wuzu. Salat will be okay. But he will not get the reward of performing wudu for Allah. There is a separate wudu, separate reward for the wuzu, for that act, for that amal of washing your face and hands and legs. There is a separate reward mentioned many ahadith. Right? So that reward he will not achieve because he did not read Bismillah. His wuzu will be done. Likewise, we are praying salat, all farais. Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our farais is done. Is written, he performed zuhar, he was there for fajr, he did maghrib and isha. Angel is going to write a salat of the day, is written there. But reward is not found. Because while I was praying fajr salat or zuhar salat, my khushu and khuzu was absent. I did ruku, I did sujood, I did read qiraat, right? I followed the imam, everything I have done, which is necessary, required. The salat, the structure is there, but there is no soul. There is no ruh in it. So it will be done. Angel is going to write, he did Fajr Salat. But if you go on the Yawmul Qiyamah, you won't find the reward of that. Why? Because the khushu was not there. Salat was done without khushu. Reward is not there. So this is why it is important, my brothers and sisters, that we have to understand and we have to remember while we are doing this act, we should remember the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there. Some ulama said that whatever messages is there in the Holy Quran from Alif Lam Mim till Wan Nas, 30 chapters, right? All those summarized, condensed in Surah Al-Fatiha. The entire Quran, whatever messages and ahkam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the whole Quran, it contains and condensed in Surah Al-Fatiha, summarized. And whatever is in Surah Al-Fatiha, it is you found in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So in other words, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim contains the entire Holy Quran. It's that simple. Because throughout the Quran, there are three major subjects has been revealed. Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risala, prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Akhirah, Yawmul Qiyamah, Day of Judgment. These are the three major subjects throughout the Quran. So that these three subjects you found in Surah Al-Fatiha. So the entire Quran is in Surah Al-Fatiha. And whatever you found in Surah Al-Fatiha, you will get in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that's why ulama say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim contains and condenses the entire Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Surah Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as I said, has given us three names, Allah, Ar-Rahman, and Ar-Rahim. The name of Allah proves a completion and beginning of the work. Ar-Rahman proves establishment of the work. And Ar-Rahim proves the benefit will be gained from it. So these are three different things you will find with three different names. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, as I said, kullu amrin zibalin lam yubda bi bismillah fa huwa abtar The work which was begun without saying Bismillah remains incomplete. In a sense, there is no reward for it. Work, obviously, outwardly, you will look, the work is done, accomplished, but the reward is not there. So it's, in that sense, it will remain incomplete. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, people are neglectful of an ayat of the Holy Quran, which was revealed upon no one else beside Hazrat Sulaiman al-Salam and myself, and that is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Ismail Haqqi has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 3,000 names. How many? 3,000. We only know 99 names. Is written there on the wall, right? That's all we are aware of. Others' names are hidden, we don't know. But we have to believe it is possible. Allah is Allah. So in that one riwayat, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 3,000 names. 1,000 names He has shown to the angels. Angels are aware of 1,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are glorifying, they are praising, they are doing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own way, because they know that 1,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can take it, right? 1,000 names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed to the Anbiya alayhi wasalam and prophets. They know about it. And 300 names He has revealed in the Torah on Musa alayhi salam. 300 names He has revealed in Zabur on Dawud alayhi salam. 300 names He has revealed in the Holy Quran. In Injil unto Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So how many now? 900. 99 names which we have familiar to, we are familiar to, is revealed in the Holy Quran. That's why we only know 99 names. That much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Holy Quran, 99 names. So now, 999. One name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hide by himself. No one knows it. And that is Ismi Azam. Allah knows. No, even Anbiya alayhim salam unaware, even the angels, they don't know about it. Which name is that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use it and show it on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Most mercy should be with that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is hidden, top secret. So that's how this number 3,000 is completed now. So, ulama say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contains, summarize all these 3,000 names in His three most popular names. And which are those three popular names? Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So, when a person is saying Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, with concentration and devotion, it means he has taken 3,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will get the reward of mentioning and reading 3,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by saying and reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you should remember this virtue and you must keep in your mind. Then only you will get the reward. Otherwise, just you are reading and flown away. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has mentioned there are 19 angels appointed onto the hell. May Allah save and protect all of us. 19 angels are controlling the hell. They are appointed to punish the people who will go into the hell. They will punish in different way. These are the 19 angels are appointed. They are in charge of the hell. And if you count The letters, huruf of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim are 19. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, who is familiar and used to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in this dunya, he is reciting 19 words or letters of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By doing this amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him on the Yawmul Qiyamah from the all 19 angels of the hell. That's the benefit of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there is a hope, there is a raja, there is ummid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this amal will protect that person on the Yawmul Qiyamah from the all 19 angels of the Jahannam. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, that whoever reads Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there are so many benefits. As I said, if you make wudu without reading Bismillah, your wudu is done, you can pray Salat, you can touch the Quran, no problem. But you won't get the reward for it. But if you just read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you start your wudu, that reward, angels going to start writing from the time you perform wudu, it will continue and stretch until you break your wudu. All that period, although you just pray for rakat salat and then you are sitting, not doing anything, but you are in wudu, in the state of wudu, that reward of the wudu will continue until that wudu will break. You pass the vein or you use the toilet, blood comes out, vomiting, whatever. Until that wuzu is not broken, the reward is continuing. You will get the reward, although you're not doing anything. No ibadah, just sitting quiet. But because you are in state of wudu, that reward will continue. That is the benefit of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before starting wuzu. So simple amal, and look at the great reward. We are so neglectful and mindful and aware of the rewards of this such a great amal, such a great verse of the Holy Quran. So keep in mind, inshallah, you will get the extra reward until your wuzu will continue. You will get that reward. Reciting it before eating secures blessings in the food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when we are sitting to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, Shaitan comes there and he partake with us. And there was an incident, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the hadith, they were sitting and one girl came and she, like small girls, innocent children, they don't know. So she came and she put the hands in the pot where there was the food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed her hand. Excuse me. And he mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that this girl just came and participated in the food. She did not read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And because of that, Shaitan is taking part in our food. So I grabbed the hand of this girl, and believe me, with the hand of this girl, there is the hand of Shaitan also in my hand. I grabbed his hand. I stopped him to partake in the food. So it is evident that if a person is not reading Bismillah before eating, then the Shaitan takes part in his food. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when a person is entering in the house and he is not taking the name of Allah, he is not saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The sunnat method is that you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you must read Durus Sharif, read the dua, and then you must enter with your right foot in your house also, and you say loudly Assalamu alaikum. Five things, right? Remember, Bismillah, Durus Sharif, dua, entering with right foot, and saying assalamu alaikum, even no one is in the house, even you are opening the lock, you know no one is there, I am opening the lock, still the angels are there. So you have to say loudly assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you say assalamu alaikum and when you sit for the food, you say bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, shaitan tells to his followers, in this house we cannot pass our night, and in this house we don't have any food to eat. Let us go somewhere else. So your food is protected and your house is protected from the devil because of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and because of reciting before eating. If you don't do these two things, you just enter without taking the name of Allah, you did not greet your wife and your children, and the shaitan is entering with you same time. And when you sit on the dinner table, you're not reciting Bismillah, or your children not reciting Bismillah, just start eating. Shaitan is partaking with that food. And that's why all the influences are spread out in the house amongst the people. They don't love each other, they hate each other, so many problems. Why is going on? Because Shaitan is there and you are invited him. You are the one who invited him without reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So my brothers and sisters, we should start every work, whether it's work of dunya or work of deen. Start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and end with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So you will be protected. So reciting Bismillah before eating prevents devil to partake the meal. Reciting it when entering the home protects the home from the shaitan. And reciting it when leaving the home secure guidance, satisfaction, protection, and shaitan's disassociation. So many benefits. When you leave house, also leave with Bismillah and Tawakkal to Allah, and all these benefits you will achieve. It serves as a veil between the jinn's eyes and human's private parts when recited before entering the toilet. Before entering toilet also you have to say Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubus wal-khaba'is. If you don't know the whole dua, it's okay. Just say Bismillah before you enter it. So that will make veil and curtain and partition between you and devil. Devil won't be able to see your private part. Otherwise, he is able to play with your private parts. All the time you're sitting there, 15 minutes, half an hour, he is enjoying. So to protect yourself from the devil, you have to say Bismillah before entering the toilet. And teach to our kids also. We have to teach to them. Reciting Bismillah before intimacy, this is so important, my brothers. So simple but so neglectful act. We not even remember, who remembers to read the dua when he's, you know, enjoying with his wife? We don't remember the dua at that time. We are so excited. But there is a way, there is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min, you know, bismillah jannibna shaitan wa jannibna shaitan ala ma razaqtana. This is the dua is mentioned in the hadith before you involve in sexual practice. So when you recite this dua before intimacy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your child from the shaitan. If you read this dua before intimacy, there is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that shaitan will not harm your child. When recited on ailing portion, if you have some portion, you know, have some wound or something, it removes the pain. Rub with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it will remove the pain. It causes shaitan to shrink when it is recited upon any calamity. And as long as Allah's name is remembered on the earth, Qiyamah will not take place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that la taqumu sa'a hatta la yuqalu fil ardi Allah Allah. So this is such a great ni'mat and bounty and powerful, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is holding the whole world. I mean, there will no one will be on the surface of the earth to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will bring the Qiyamah. So my brothers and sisters, let us do this practice. Start for everything, whatever you do, start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when you've done that, say Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we teach to our kids also. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it.